This is the Composer's Datebook for November 1st. I'm John Zeck. Well, today we begin the month with an ending. On this date in 1738, George Frederick Handel completed his first great biblical oratorio, Israel in Egypt. British taste for his Italian-style operas was waning, and like Cecil B. DeMille 2 centuries later, Handel set out to entice his jaded audience back into the theaters with biblical epics featuring big casts and lots of special effects. "I hear," gossiped one young British lord to his father, "that Mr. Handel has borrowed a pair of the largest kettle drums from the Tower of London, so to be sure it will be most excessive noisy." Even with the spectacle, many audience members at the premiere of Israel in Egypt didn't quite know what to make of it. Some thought religious subjects unsuitable outside of a church setting. Others found the music too solemn for common ears. A few, however, were quite enthusiastic. One gentleman wrote a long letter to the London Daily Post, informing readers that the Prince of Wales and his consort attended and appeared enchanted by the new work. For later performances of Israel in Egypt, Handel thought it wise to reduce the solemnity by working in some snappy English songs and up-tempo Italian arias to keep the audience from drifting off, literally and figuratively. For more on audience reactions to new musical works spanning several centuries, visit our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.